Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
I made her keep on her heel. She a big old freak, big old booty. I'm on beat, I'm on hit a couple times, kick her out, then go sleep. I'm at the money and money only. Ain't got time to be trying to be lover homie with your ass. I'd rather be out of trying to get this cash. That extra shit ain't gonna fit inside this bag for sure. That's why I'm staying on note. What the fuck I look like walking around broke? Like one of them other lame niggas. I might as well be a stain, nigga. Fly as a stewardess, carry your duffel that's sitting inside of a plane, nigga. Suggest you stay in your lane, nigga. Me and you are not the same, nigga. That right, ho. Lie these niggas tryna act like low, but they can't match with my satellite though. Nigga, tend to your business, your stat might blow. Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fable. Don't watch me watch cable. Bitch ass nigga be talking that bullshit.
Like 5-0, so I guess it's my go.
Yes, sir.
Well, I swing and I bang. Candy on chrome when I swing. Dripping and tipping through lane. I'm throwing the wood and I'm choking the wood. And I just got a splinter from gripping the grain. But you know the name. Body back busy. I'm back in my sack shooting tracks like a train. And I'm a Mac in the lack with your main. Last week we had sex on the back of a plane. Let's we fuck go. In the clouds. Or drive and get hair for some miles. Or draw stronger than crocodiles. When I knock her down, that pussy be getting so wet after six. Need a mop and a towel. When I'm in your town, bitches be flocking around. And niggas just stopping they frown. Wondering how I pull up to the scene like a king. And ain't never seen dropping his crown. Never. I got out the mirror. Niggas get stuck. Took a couple losses. Then I went and got my wins up. That's where the I'm trying to get my M's up. The slab is a Buick, but I'm trying to cop a Benz truck. I throw some 84s on her to vent the door and have a nigga bitch asking how you lift the door to make her take her shoes off before she get inside, cause the interior's so clean you can lick the floor, nigga.
Yeah, that right, ho. A lot of these niggas wanna act like dope, but they can't match from a set like dope. Nigga, 10 in your business, just stand my broke.
Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fables. Don't watch me watch cables.
Bitch ass nigga be talking that bullshit.
So
ay,
please ay, get the ay, fuck off my line.
Yeah,
nigga.
That right, ho.
A lot of these niggas wanna act like dope,
but they can't match from a set like dope. Nigga, 10 in your business, just stand my broke. Yeah, that right, ho.
I ain't never told no fables. Don't watch me watch cables.
Bitch ass nigga be talking that bullshit.
Talking that bullshit.
Ripping the wheel, bending the corner and steel, pulling up in the Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Vogue stripes, candy get sprayed and spill. I just be keeping it real, keeping it real.
Hold up.
Ripping the wheel, bending the corner and steel, pulling up in the Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Vogue stripes, candy get sprayed and spill. I just be keeping it real, fucking these hoes. Your bitch wanna kick it and chill. I made her keep on her heels.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. And my nigga let me get my cup in here today. Yeah, bitch. Turn them hollers up a little bit, George. Yeah. Panoramic moon road. Sliding through the set, nigga, whoa, whoa. Finna scoop up the jab and take her to the high. Bitch, get in, don't say shit, just open up your mind. I really do this, nigga. See me speeding through traffic, check out my new shit, nigga. Brushing chrome deep, bitch, on that coupe, little nigga. Pull up and take that hoe, cause you can't do shit with her. Me and Retro, tank full of petro. Pushing past the broke motherfuckers at the metro. Supercharged, pedal to the flow, ready, set, go. M's up on mine until I let go. Down south, nigga, but it sound like it's west coast. Raise up off your ass and go find you a check, bro. I try to told you motherfuckers I got game for sale. She fucking with you, then she lame as well, nigga. Really though. I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on pushing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on pushing till a nigga white collar living. I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on pushing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on smushing. I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Money making every motherfucking thing sound irrelevant. It's my low, you understand that? I could sell a bitch, did that before. Now I'm back on some other shit. Fuck a bitch, niggas know the scope, cause it's up again. If the bread is involved, yeah, I can fuck with it. Cut a slice, grab your fucking napkin and then tuck it in. We all eating, private location, it's a boss meeting. Get full as fuck, then we all leaving. Been down since day one, who else I'm on spread with? All of them hurdles, nigga, but look where we led this. They laughed at the struggle, it's good though, cause they can't laugh at the hustle. Switch the product a little, remaining fact is hustle. You niggas hustling backwards, that's why you still in the same spot. Hit or it's miss, nigga, you taking the same shot, for real. I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on swishing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on pushing till a nigga white collar living. I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on pushing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on smushing.
Smush brother shit. Smush brother shit.
Too many, yeah. Uno, uno. I'm on one. You know. too though, but I'm too cold, but I'm hot as the sun. I got some bitch up, and I wanna be like, what the fuck? Did you pretend last night, but if the liquor wasn't talking, then the clown up and was. I gotta give drugs a break, but it seems they won't give me a break. I ain't got me enough. I wake up with a cup, sprinkle keep on top of my blood. Smoke to my body get numb, and it's like my lungs, I'm coughing them up. It's toxins in my blood. I'll murder a rapper and dash to him. Leave his fucking body in a rug. It's young bitches in my beam, I'm blowing sativa. And if the pole see the kid and they stop me, then I'm fucked.
Step out of the
park. The water pigs always fucking on my high. I love to get lit and drive slow, so I'm drunk if I drive. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Oops, that's politically incorrect.
I guess.
But a special ed teacher, I literally don't give a F.
Yes.
A legend in the flesh, but a bit of a mess. And I ain't livid, but I'm winning, and the kid been living my best. And I ain't equipped with a tech, but I'm gripping the neck. Whoever is next is R.A. Uno, uno, I'm on one. Too gone, too gone, I'm on one. You know, you know, I'm on one. On one, I'm off way too many, yeah. Uno, uno, I'm on one. You know, you know, I'm on one. Too gone, too gone, I'm on one. When I'm off way too many.
We from Mars, out of space. Call that Bruno, fast car, wins the race. Man, you know we call that Uno, Spanish fly. Like Menudo, but my name ain't Ricky Martin. I'm a Martian and I'm dunking on these hoes like Michael Jordan. Flow so gorgeous, I be ballin', baby, like a Harlem diplomat. Watch my money like it's dirty, so I call that laundromat. Facts, simile, 80 times RX trilogy. Trilogy, that's San Quinn. Triple OG, that's a win-win. I'm not a better man, but I'm an old vicar. Chilling at the sand with a margarita and a margarita. That's a wine and tropic, my favorite topic. I never stop it, that's a Puff Daddy, not P. Diddy. When I'm in your city, it's all love, that you know, man. Plata Plomo, Sonny Bono, Moshe Rigamon. We forever uno, baby, uno.
Uno, uno, I'm on one. Too gone, too gone, I'm on one. You know, you know, I'm on one. On one, I'm off way too many, yeah. Uno, uno, I'm on one. You know, you know, I'm on one. Too gone, too gone, I'm on one. On one, I'm off way too many. Uno,
uno. Yeah, man. San Quinn, RX the rapper, Gladiator Records, 80 Empire, to the Bay, from Niagara Falls, man. It's uno, baby. I ain't talking about the game.
It's Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Time to make your mama look every be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches to carry, get you near me. We running visions of overpack prisons. Millions of niggas thugs living depression. Restructs, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of stand, as we slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck 'em. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated in the sickness behavior. Got the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled them up soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, moved the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Hating bastards. Me and my clicks are legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defensive. It's business. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick. And though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Will I dash on niggas once I mash these figures? I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle, drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus, a BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? Is the back in the front? When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking Indo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? A mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you, crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope ass show. Them niggas will always remember me, came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets, count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, 2 apocalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it, you know. I spit the game so clear it's plain on it, you know. When I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me, kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can spat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information,
Call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Mad Monday. What the fuck is up? We up in this motherfucker. Let's clap it up. I think you got it. Welcome today. Welcome today, y'all. We got a... we're going to have a special guest on tonight. My nigga Too High. You know, from the Black Magic music group. You know what I'm saying? As y'all know, my boy Black is part of the Black Magic. He passed, you know, but we're going to keep it going. So we're going to have one of his artists, Too High. They're going to be on here tonight, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep the legacy going, you know what I mean? And in the meantime, you know, we got Mr. Everywhere. Go, Logo. And Sweetie! What the fuck's up?
Yo.
What's
happening? What's up? They say, just kill
me. I just say this, the coronavirus shit is getting better. I know that the police is fucking with the homeless now.
Huh?
They what?
Ever since the coronavirus starting to get better, now the police is fucking with the homeless people.
Oh, they get ready to start fucking with us again. Shit, I was happy, nigga. I was like, nigga, coronavirus, I'm out. They ain't gonna fuck with me. Shit. But my coronavirus was getting better. Them motherfuckers getting ready to start fucking with everybody all over again.
That part.
Ridiculous. They gonna catch it because they got some new shit out here anyway. I seen the message, a commercial on a video I was watching about some shit from Mexico.
Hmm.
That just got here to the United States.
I don't know nothing else coming out of this motherfucker.
They saying that.
They're trying to wipe us out.
Yep,
they're
trying to wipe us out.
They are. You know it.
That's all right. Police put me over. I'm just going to start coughing like a motherfucker.
Bill Gates said it. He
want
to get the population down. Yeah,
he wasn't playing. They got how many billion people? They got way too many people on the planet.
Well, so, that's why them white folks trying to go to Mars.
Well, Bill Gates going to keep the population down. He messing around with his secretary on his wife.
Yeah, that nigga making the population go up.
All right.
Four down. She gonna take him for half of everything.
No, he probably ain't.
He just gave her, what was that, 1 point something billion?
Yeah, that's
the
little,
other day.
Who?
Bill Gates.
The wife.
Just gave his wife.
Gave
his wife 1 point something billion.
Hey, 1.2. Didn't Bezos? Yeah, Jeff Bezos' wife or something. Didn't he get divorced?
Yeah.
The other dude? Damn. Boy, somebody need to be cleanup man over there. Dr. Dre's wife, what's going on?
You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Hey, at this point in time, nigga, you be touching toes, that's crack.
Nigga, my wife was rich like that. I'd be like, yes, my love. Go make you some what? Okay, I'm on my way. Shit.
You want extra mayonnaise? You want mustard? Or you want that Dijon mustard?
Oh, you want me to go to Europe and get the Dijon mustard? I'll go to France and go and get that shit.
This is the third accident I've seen today.
Yeah, man. Motherfuckers got too much motherfucking money. I hate rich people. I'm going to tell you what's real. I hate rich people.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know about where y'all at, but y'all see a lot of mini storages getting built.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those, hey, okay. And the $5 car wash.
And car washing. Ain't it? Golly, what the hell going on? Everybody gonna have clean cars. Cars about to start flying. Yeah. But I'm just like, the mini storage is full of excess shit that you really don't need because it ain't at your house. It's just there put up somewhere. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But if they ever file martial law, just know your valuables, you don't have access to it because they see all mini storages. So,
I ain't got no storage, so I ain't got no storage.
They building a bunch of storages because they know a lot of motherfuckers about to get evicted.
Bah!
Right.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm about to go on Home Depot or on Lowe's, and I'm going to order one of them little cottages, one of them little she shed things, so they getting bigger and bigger. I'm going to drop that bitch on a piece of land until I can afford to get me some construction going on.
Hey.
They even put them up for you for free when you buy them from them.
Sweet Pete, why you bullshit? Huh? I just went and got the power pole permit to do that same shit on my property today. And that's what they told me to do. The same thing you just said. The exact same thing. And save so much money. I'll rough it because I'm going to save like $2,000 a month. Easy.
Well, this is the thing about it. The only thing you really have to worry about is your appliances and stuff like that. But it's a way to hook up everything.
Yeah, I'm going to get a septic. I'm going to get towers, a septic tank, and water. You know, and then I'll be set. And if it takes me 5 years, if it takes me 5 years to build a house, I ain't gonna have no payment after that. It's gonna be because I'm gonna build a concrete block house that's gonna,
Well, you know they got see out here they got a lot of these places out here. I call them puzzle houses. Because them motherfuckers will come out there and they will throw that house up in about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So them the
right.
Prefab, they cost about $28,000. You can get prefab, and all you do is have somebody with a damn air hammer and sit a nail gun and just sit a thump thump, and everything is prefab. It's already pre-cut.
Yep,
everything.
That's what it is. It's called they prefab.
Do they put
it
on the
They lay the foundation. They can lay the foundation, or they get it on a raised foundation.
Okay.
Look here. Let a motherfucker get some foundation poured. I'll build that motherfucker in about a week.
Man, I'm telling you, these motherfuckers, they come with your roof. They come with your walls. They did all they do is break out the goddamn instructions and be like, all right, put A1.
You know what that is? That's something else that you could put on that property that he's talking about. That's called a prefab home. And you can design your home, what you want it to be, and then they just come drop that bitch, and you're right. It only takes a 2 or 3 days, but that's how they building. Like, the new projects, they ain't building projects no more. They building, like, little neighborhoods like that. And depending on how many kids you got, it's the house you can stay in. That's how they do it out here.
You know what they doing out here that's tight than a motherfucker to me? Don't you know them shipping containers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers is building them shipping containers, and them motherfuckers be looking at bomb on the inside.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
They stack like about them, three or four of them motherfuckers together and be like, damn.
That's what I was just about to say. I would rather just have like a tiny house or one of them sheds that they got designed already, because I would have to do too much to make it big enough for me to be comfortable. Like, but I do like it. It's a good idea. I wouldn't mind staying, like visiting one, or you know, if you go to somebody's house and that's where they have you staying there in the backyard, that's tight. But I don't think I could just live in just one solo shipping container.
No,
it gotta be like three or four.
They put them together.
I know, like they make up my house.
Yeah.
I'm into that, all that shit.
Fuck that.
Walmart. Go and live in the attic of a Walmart. You can get up in the wee hours and go get your groceries and everything you need.
I got everything. I got growing some plants out of the backyard. Nigga, on top of that, nigga, I got some cows. I got some chickens. It's on, nigga. I ain't even got to go nowhere, nigga. Then I just make one motherfucker so I'm growing some weed. And then I have a steel so I can make my own beer.
And weed almost legal to grow here. I'm waiting on it. When they say it's legal, that's it.
I got my hemp license and to go be a tester, to test and take them to the lab for all the growers around here.
Hold on, y'all. We got a caller for the 562. 562, what is here?
What's up, what?
Who is this?
It's Tuwab.
Tuwab, what's up, man? Let me give him some applause.
What's up, Wick?
Tuwab, welcome to True West Radio, man. I got all my panel with me. Let me see if I can break everybody down. We got Mr. Everywhere.
That's right.
We got 86. We got Jojo Loco, and we got the homegirl, Sweet Pea, up in here. That's right. Nice to meet you.
Both, all y'all. Tuwab,
what's going
on, man? Yeah, just got through working on a track, actually, you know what I'm saying, and doing the cover for it. So, you know, and I was just waiting to call to spread the love, you know, and the positivity.
Oh, it's all good like firewood. Yeah, man. you know, shoot,
that's
man,
right.
We was, it's crazy because, you know, me and Black go back like a mug, like Shag, but we go back like Shag, White Walls, and everything else, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he just passed, so, you know, that kind of killed my vibe for a minute, but.
Yeah, me too. I didn't even get to meet him.
Oh, no?
Nah, not yet. Unless he met me when I was younger and not yo, and I forgot. But other than that, I didn't get to meet him yet, man.
Oh, man.
But you know, that
rocked
my heart in a major way. Like, man.
Yeah, man. He was a good dude. I've been knowing him ever since elementary. So, you know, it kind of cut deep for me. So, check this out. I don't know where Magic at, but... how did you wind up hooking up with Black Magic anyway?
Well, actually, my pops is a good friend, BMG, you know what I'm saying? So, actually, he had hit me up saying that he was thinking of putting everything together, and he was driving by my pops' house, and he's like, hold up. I remember, you know what I'm saying, him having a kid that's into music. So, you know, he stopped by my pop's house and they chopped it up and he gave him my information and, you know, everything was history from there. He just popped up on me, you know, started chopping it up. You know, made me take the music more serious, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't doing it on a professional level. Now, you know, is moving professionally.
Oh man, you got some fire. We got three joints that we gonna play tonight. Of course, you know the first cover that I did was "That's My Baby." Remember, I did the cover.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
"That's My Baby," "Losses," and "Hot Dashes." "Hot Dashes" is really fire. I mean, they all fire.
You like
but,
that?
Oh yeah, man, I love that, man.
Well,
see, y'all
that.
Ain't heard it yet.
That.
See, I heard it because I had to put a bit of system. So, man, y'all gonna get a.
You always get the preview.
Too high.
So, how old are you? Too high.
Yeah, 34. 34. I might be 33, but
hey, you know what?
That's
it. It
do get hard to
remember. Fuck when you forget how old you are, and you ain't even that old yet. You be like, I'll be like 50. Shit, how old am I?
I be forgetting too, man.
Real talk, real talk.
Okay, I could be. Somewhere,
yeah.
That's cool though.
But,
I told somebody I was 34 the other day, and I'm 30. I'm about to be 36.
That was crazy. These motherfuckers in Vegas. I go to the gas station to get some beer, right?
Yeah.
Think I'm every bit of 53. Man, whole face gray. So I gotta tell these motherfuckers. They be like, "Well, can I see your ID?" I'll be like, okay. I'm really 18. I just dyed my hair gray so I can buy some beer.
Oh, man. Like, come on, man. Common sense is just gone nowadays, man. That shit crazy.
Hell yeah. Please, motherfuckers, don't call me. I feel insulted when motherfuckers want me to pull my ID out and see how old I am. God damn it. Yeah.
It's all right to cuss too, right? Or what? Listen, I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to watch my lingo.
Oh, no. You can say motherfucker on here all day if you want to.
For sure.
Gotcha. This is that hood radio station.
For sure, man.
Let it out.
Too, man.
What was your inspiration? What made you start doing music?
Honestly, man, Tupac and Warren G, you know what I'm saying? Shit, man, I just love Pac's passion for it, man. Anything, you know what I'm saying, that he was speaking, it was just like, you know, it's from the heart. No matter if it was wrong, right, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it was, he, you know what I'm saying, he had passion behind it. So that's what I loved about it, and that's what I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, express myself, you know what I'm saying, like that, through the music. So, you know what I'm saying? But
man,
I
was
my boy
too, man. That was my boy, man. I'm talking like on a serious level. You know, I just played one of the freestyles earlier. You just did. I'll probably play a couple of more as joints that nobody heard. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, do that, man. Hell yeah, Nate Dogg too. You know what I'm saying? Like I always wanted to sing, always. But I can't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't sing. You know what I'm saying? So now I started. Now this auto-tune out, I started trying and fucking with it, you know, and I found a little sound, so, you know, ain't no way for it to get better from here, you know. So, yeah, man, shout out to Wifey, too, man. She's a big reason why I'm continuing to even do music, or even got the space and time to do music, you know what I'm saying? So that's
shout
that's
out to,
talk.
Shout out to Miss Too High.
I'm damn for real. I heard I wouldn't be up in here with a studio, you know what I'm saying? So, man, she do music too, so, you know what I'm saying? It really hurts that she has to pick everything on the back burner just for me, you know what I'm saying, to continue to do it. So, man, shout out to her double, real talk. But,
So where
yeah,
you at?
Man,
you in L.A.?
Well, I was
you
in L.A.?
LA.
I was in L.A. down there all my life. Now I'm in Orange County, though.
Woo.
Since we had a daughter, you know what I'm saying? Me and wife, we had a daughter, so we got up out of there with the quickness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I was asking, like, man, you sound, like, mature, you know, and it's like, I was wondering how you able to move around and, like, avoid all the bullshit that these young rappers we getting tangled up in, you know.
Right, right. And, yeah, I honestly, man, I kind of say to myself, I really don't be going out like that. You know what I'm saying? If it's business wise, I will. But other just to fuck around and be out, I ain't on that. And then people just, I don't know, man. People just be on some negative energy, and I ain't with all that.
Right.
So, you know, I just gotta stay far away from it because I know how my soul, you know, reacts to stuff like that. So and I got a daughter now, so I'm not putting myself in no type of situation like that. You know what I'm saying?
And how's your daughter?
What?
Oh, she's 3 now.
Oh yeah, you got
the hell out of me, too, man. She's something else. She be in there trying to sing too.
Hey, anybody else got questions? Y'all got questions for my man? What's happening?
Yeah, see the way.
I want to know, do y'all work together? Or, like, do y'all work separately?
Oh, yeah, we can make that happen, no doubt.
So, as far as
no, like,
your wife,
you and your wife, because you said she do music, too. Do y'all work together?
Yeah, we work together mostly. But she'll do music herself, too, but... You know, mostly, you know, we'll collab together. We'll just, like, you know, vibe off each other. You know, sometimes we'll write, sometimes we'll just go off the head and just whatever comes out. And she played the piano, too, so sometimes she'll just start off with the piano, and I just, you know what I'm saying, just fill it all in, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I love working with her.
She's a composer, too.
Yeah, hell yeah. To get her right
so
on.
So y'all met through music or like y'all already knew each other?
Nah, we actually met through the music, through the homie Don Morocco. We basically knew her and I was rapping at the time and I was looking for a singer and see songs. So, you know, I was on more West Coast vibe, more West Coast beat. So I needed that female singer, you know what I'm saying, that'll take it to the next level. And long story short, we didn't work together. It kind of faded out. You know what I'm saying? Me and Don Morocco, no bad blood or anything, but it kind of just faded. You know what I'm saying? He was doing his own thing, and, you know, I was doing my own thing, and all of a sudden, you know, we clicked on Facebook, you know? So, you know, just started talking through there, and then next thing you know, when we actually started, you know, chilling, he like, hey, what? How the hell you know it? Y'all came down to a fact that it was Don Morocco. You know, he hooked us up, but, you know, we didn't get the chance to really communicate until that stage, you know what I'm saying, was in. And once that time...
And that's cool.
Yeah.
And look,
you got to have somebody that understands.
Right. And that's why, you know, it hurts that she's taking a back seat, that she got to, you know what I'm saying, she's literally, like, wearing the pants in the relationship. Not like that, but she's the money maker, and she, you know what I'm saying, she's the one that's making it possible to make shit happen. So, you know, I love her to tell you, you know, that's what it is.
Don't look at it like that. It's a unity because, you know what, I mean, my wife, she respects what I do. But she and I was watching wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out in the studio doing this
and, you know, making music and stuff. But, you know, she respect what I'm doing. So I think it's a little different when you got somebody who actually, they do what you do and they understand the time and the energy that you have to put into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and then like Frank said too, you don't have to look at it like that because you said, you know, she played piano, she do vocals, you know, she a feature artist. People always want to know, well, who is that singing on the song? Who is that who did the hook? And, well, who played the piano? Like, people want to know them things. So I don't feel like it's taking a back seat. She could still be ready for the stuff that you're doing, you know.
You gave her the security and the relationship to know, you know. You gave her that security to know that you going to get that bag and bringing it home. So she, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be her turn to sit down. So that's what it is. So, hey.
Yep. If you think she's taking the back seat,
right,
you going to have to take the back seat.
That's real. That's real. You know, tell me that, you know, man, but sometimes, you know, as a man, it's like, you know, we gotta, you know, I feel like I gotta survive. It's like, man,
well,
sometimes it's just like, hey, like you said, it'll get there. You know what I'm saying?
You got a new team pushing, you got a new family pushing with you.
That part.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we pushing together.
Yeah, we all pushing together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
I was telling Magic, I say, my nigga Black, you know, we got somebody closer to God, so he gonna knock on his door, tell him we need help down here. But I told Magic, I say, I got him. Whatever he needs, you know what I'm saying? I still do y'all covers and all that stuff. You like the way I put you in that graveyard?
Hell yeah. Damn sick. I love it, man. Yeah, might have to let you do another one. I got a couple of them that need to be put out. Well, no, I got a whole gang of music that need to be put out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's in the process. It's all going to come out for GMG.
That's right. Well, let me see if somebody else is in here, man. I probably neglected somebody. Oh, I must have neglected the man.
Neglected me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, look, I'm walking
neglected, Scratch.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The man is on the line. What up, man? What up with it? Oh, nothing, man. Sitting up here trying to pry some shit out of Too High Head. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey, check this out. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. This is one of the most young, giftedest, talentedest young motherfucking nigga that I know right now. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing that this little young nigga cannot do or accomplish. You know what I mean? I love the shit out this little nigga. I've been knowing this nigga before he knew himself. You feel me?
That part.
So,
that part, right?
So.
By the way, that's Magic, y'all. That's Magic back there.
With that being said, you know what I mean? Any and everything that I've asked him to do, man, he'll get frustrated and all that old shit, right? And I tell him, hey, man, look, you are a musical genius. Musical geniuses, they get frustrated. They never satisfied with the work that they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And I be telling him off the top, nigga, that shit
that
hot,
man. Real. You keeping the nigga going, man.
That shit, nigga, let's get that shit out here to the public. You know what I mean?
That's
what.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But you know what we get ready to do? We get ready to jump into a couple of these joints, because I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? And which one do you want me to play first? And then you bring it in. You bring the song in.
Let's play Lost.
All right, well, bring yourself in. It's your minute.
All right, this is Lost. It's by Too High. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with it.
Two-Way Radio. Mad Ass Monday, y'all give us a call, 323-642-1597, 2 hours, losses, yep, all y'all done took some losses, so you know what I mean,
appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying, just throw the hole up in your pocket, losses, here we go, 2 hours, let's go.
Amy, good morning to you, that's the
I've been sick so much, that's why I'm rolling, stay coughing. Straight up out the mud, and I'm cleaner than my slot. So I don't need the love, I've been flipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck Bible. Yeah, I sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. But get up, they don't like you. I grind like I lost my dog. I lost my dog. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I lost some homies, I so lost some plugs. So lost some plugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just living this life in this mud.
Living this life in this mud.
Whoa, whoa.
Ride around the city like who can I trust? Can I guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. Yeah. West side, east side, it's all up. We all gon' ride, it's all up. Death around the corner, bunch of niggas stole one. Lady, I been knowin' she feeling to blow one. Money dancing back to back like Soul Train. Got me shitting on them like Kevin Hart on Soul Plane. Straight up out the mud with the bullshit. Money on flood, so I locked in like a full pit. Lost so many homies, got the homies on the pulpit. It's a cold game, Jack Frost can even feel it. Yeah, everything that I touch is gold old school. Fuck around talking, get folded like clothes do. I keep it rolling like the ghost folks. Spark up, get ghosts like the six folks. I be rolling down big, rolling down Crenshaw, smoking on a stick. Yeah, I keep it real, but they fake it in the wig. Said I can't lie, shit, I'm trying to do it big, low-key like Q-Crib. When the wheels stop, you gon' see a nigga change. I'm just treating you the same, so you can see your games. She be talking to me like a nigga froze summer. Friend be acting funny like a nigga stole from her mind game. I grind like I lost my dog, I lost my dog. I lost some homies, I still lost some vlogs. Show lots some plugs. Wow, wow, wow. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs. Wow, wow. I'm just living this life in this mud. Living this life in the mud. Wow, wow. Ride around the city like who can I trust? Can I guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, it's all up. We all gon' ride, it's all up. Fuck up, phone and pin my nigga in a coffin. I've been stressed so much, that's why I'm rolling, stay coughing. Straight up out the mud, but I'm cleaner than my block, so I don't need the love, I've been flipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block, so even back then, I was saying fuck five-o. Yeah, I sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. Forget if they don't like you. Had trust issues all on my way up. I keep my bitch at my phone, yeah, she stay up. Go and trip in this to your face like makeup. I'ma still shine, no chain, yeah, no Jacob. I ain't know I'm a problem. Oh why, I'm a problem. I just know they hate, cause they can't ride the wave. They wanna lock my body, throw my mind in a cage. Got steady knocking at my door. I don't give a fuck, I didn't even hide the drawer. Got a lot up on my mind, shit I need to hide this for. Damn it, I be tripping, I left some work on the store. I just wanna grow, it ain't just talking, no. I lost my dog. I lost some homies, I still lost some plugs. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. Sometimes it's drugs. I'm just living this life in this mud. Ride around the city like who can I trust? I guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all up. We all gon' ride, it's all up.
Yo, O2R.
What's up?
Hey. Oh, yeah, I feel that. What's that next song we get ready to do?
The next song next up is That's My Baby.
That's my what baby. Two-way radio, Mad Monday. Ha!
Yeah, get it.
Get on to get shit on.
That part.
Yeah, that's my baby. She drive me crazy, always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah, still won't fade me, no. I want her, and I can go down. Rolling with the 4 pounds, so I had to slow down. But she was in my yard now, she was in my yard now. That's my baby, she drive me crazy, always lying, always crying. With it up, they didn't even go away. Waiting for a total trip out so I can pop like Moe. 17 in my first whip, I was selling weed so quick. Letting everything change when you come through my day. She don't know the bad bitch, she know the good bitch. Now she like Joey, she like Julius. Now you can't fool me, you can't fool me. I'm no clown, just like Joey, just like Julie. I'm locked down. She wanna take up all my time. She wanna screw up my whole damn life. But I'd rather go one more time. Fuck her and I'm back to my nod. All I know I wanna see you smile. Baby, don't get past that doubt. You just caught my bitch right now. She was less than one.
on, tryna switch me. That's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her, I can go. I want her, I can go down. Rolling with the full pound, so I had to slow down. She was in my large now. She was in my large now. That's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her, I can go. I want her, I can go down. Rolling with the full pound, so I had to slow down. She was in my large now. She was in my large now. Looking at her, seeing my reflection. I can see her grin and booby flexing. I can see you lying, I keep flexing. Baby girl, you my big old blessing. All of them made a second hit that exit. I don't know why, all the times you text me. Whatever you want, I'ma go invest it. They can say whatever, can't call you ugly. I know one day you gon' be on your own. I know one day you gon' know that you wrong. You wanna do what God do. So I gotta watch what God do. You always process large do. Sorry if you ever get large do. I keep my throne, that's large do. So call me if they wanna get large do. Steady be gone, motorcycles. Life, you can beat it like Michael. Have you bring on my bag, that's Michael. If something happens to you, I'll go psycho. I will never turn down your love. You can always talk to me, my love. I'ma always try to make you smile. You gon' always try to be my child. That's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying. Always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her, I can go. I want her, I can go down. Rolling with the full pound, so I had to slow down. She was in my large now. She was in my large now. That's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her, I can go. I want her, I can go down. Rolling with the full pound, so I had to slow down. Drive me crazy, always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her, I can go. I want her, I can go down.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Biggie pissing codeine and shitting on them. I'm doping up with my eyes on a billion. change VVS and diamonds, 100K or better. Purple label popping tags, seals and rubber bands. I don't want another cup if it ain't activist. I got an eight of Jews County, don't need Jolly Ranchers. I feel like Donatello matching four and fuck it over. I'm swimming in a syrup, call my doctor, get some mo. Who got some dollars on some drink? We getting Triller, nah.
Yeah. Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love. My girl Sweet Pea. Shut up, baby.
Yeah.
My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that. None of that Play-Doh.
Play-Doh.
It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tighten them whack dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn up your time.
Lamborghini Mercy.
For hip-hop live. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. We back in a bit. Hold on. What? I need to turn my music up a little bit. God damn it. Yeah, True West Radio, Mad Monday. We back in the building, King Spread. And I got a whole lot of motherfuckers on this motherfucker tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me bring on the man of the hour. Too High. We're going to bring you in. Let's see. What the hell is Magic at?
I'm right here. Magic. I want to
bring y'all two in first before I bring anybody else in because, you know, Tuwai told me that he didn't get a chance to meet Black.
Nah, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know what I mean? Too High got he got a little hectic schedule going on, but you know, with putting music together and shit, and being a husband and a father, you know what I mean?
That part.
Right.
And there was a lot of times when we had studio sessions and shit, and we was mainly having studio sessions back then, like either Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and sometimes we would have studio sessions all 3 days. And a lot of times,
right.
Too High couldn't show up to the sessions, you know what I mean? But,
that boy.
Man, I would always keep him in tune and touch, you know what I'm saying, via Instagram or some shit like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, a lot of the earlier joints Too High produced some joints. You know what I mean? Like Boss Up, Slaughter,
there's a couple of them.
Man, he produced like about 10 joints. You know what I mean?
The production that I heard got me jealous. I got to step my game back up.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, a lot of times studio sessions, Too High couldn't get to them. You know what I mean? With him staying in the OC and us, you know, conduct this business down here in the city and with the studio in Long Beach, you know what I mean? A lot of times he couldn't make it, you know what I'm saying? But shit, it was a couple of times, though, that Black was supposed to go with me to go pick up the tracks and shit from Too High, but he had some other obligations that he had to take care of, so that is like with us coming down there to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of different obligations came apart, so we weren't able to shoot down there like that to come, you know, come do business with you, and Too High wasn't able to come down to, you know, to do business with us. But shit, that little nigga was working though.
It's all good. Let me let my folks in. Hold on, this is my nigga right here. K9 Compton, what's up, baby?
What's cracking with you, man? I'm just chilling, man. Just tuning in, man. Catching up with y'all. Good with everybody, man.
Yeah, what's good? What's good with you, man?
K9 Compton, I got a very dojo. I'm trying to get these goddamn claps to work and shit. I gotta find some more claps. I need to find some Black folk claps. Dojo Loco in the building. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shit.
What Black people clap sound like?
They got a little bit more bass on it.
So what you need to do is find one of them church claps, man, nigga. Find one of them church claps.
You know hey, Black people, they clap and they palms be together. You know what I'm saying? When the white people clap,
play a tambourine. Say one of them tambourines. Them little materials you do shit.
Are you going to... Hey, go on to town for that protocol clap.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, shit.
Nah, we all do
that. That was just wrong right there.
I'm
about to watch Leave It a Beaver right now, nigga. What the fuck is that?
Hell no, man. No, you know, we gotta find it. You know, everybody claps different. You know what I'm saying? Because you know one thing about it, Black people clap on beat.
It seems like we be clapping for a purpose, though. We try to outdo the next nigga next to it.
Yeah, nigga, you ain't getting ready to clap. You ain't getting ready to clap harder than me, nigga.
Y'all sound like y'all in the church choir. I can just see y'all trying to outclap each other.
Oh, fuck, yeah, you got to. When you in the church choir, you got to be up there like, Jesus.
They want to hit the high note higher than the other person. They want to stick out.
Yeah, I got to stand out. Hey, that nigga scratching was like as loud as a motherfucker back then. Nah, but you are, man, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, you and Magic, part of Black Magic. Global.
And I appreciate y'all to the max.
Global Entertainment Group. Wow. I'm just entertaining.
Hey.
Y'all say global.
Hey,
y'all
scratch.
Like your music.
Oh, shit.
Man on Too High, right?
Uh-huh.
Too High is not only just like artist and producer, right? He's part of the foundation of Black Magic.
Oh, okay.
Because he's basically one of the first producers that we work with. You know what I mean?
But y'all should have gave that nigga some love. It's been a bad
and without his production, Black Magic wouldn't have been able to be where we trying to go to right now. You know what I mean? And his contribution to the whole conglomerate. You know what I mean?
Well, goddamn it, too high. You took some of my goddamn job. I want to make some crack.
Hey, Harvey.
That nigga just tasted a whole new piece.
So let's hear social media while everybody's listening. Because JoJo have a lot of people listening. I know they might want to follow you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you can follow me. Follow me on Instagram at Aaron K. It's Aaron K with a Z. Yeah, it used to be produced by 2 Eyes, but I switched that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we got a lot of people.
Anywhere you can actually sit, you can just type in produced by 2 Eyes or it's Aaron K. You'll run it to me.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in the prison system that listen to us every week. You know what I mean? So.
Man, shout out to everybody in the prison system, man. We y'all soon.
Yeah. And stay strong. It won't be long. I tell y'all every week. You know what I mean?
That part. 100.
Now, if you got 48 or more, just keep listening. We'll be here. no pun intended. But, yeah, man. Man, it was cool to have you on the show. You can stick around. We're going to get into your last jam in a few minutes. I'm just looking at the time now to make sure we get timing right.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah,
no problem.
We good. We timing right. So check this out. This is what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to get into this other joint, man. I like this. My son got a couple of songs. Like, after I played your song, I played two of my son's songs.
Yeah, they was fire, too.
Oh, yeah, man. He whack as hell to me. But that's all good. I tell him that shit all the time. I'll be like, you whack. Shut the fuck up.
I bet you don't want to rap that, too. Shit.
Oh yeah, I be fucking with him all the time. He just turned 34, and I be fucking with him all the time. I be like, shut up, you whack nigga. That nigga like that. This shit hard. I be like, that shit whack as a motherfucker. But anyway, this is what we gonna do. Go over and go on and put yourself in there. Dash it.
Turn it up.
You know what I'm saying? Like the hop in that whip, free your mind. Listen to them hot dashes.
Dashes. If y'all on True West Radio, man, Monday, y'all give us a call. 323-642-15 on the 7. And then we'll pick y'all up. Let's get
hey,
these dashes.
Too high. You got to tell them they can get all them joints, man, on all major markets and platforms right now.
That part.
Your boys.
Well, goddamn it, you just did.
I'll blast everybody. That part.
You ain't got to go nowhere.
Oh, well, I guess I just did my CEO part of the job.
Well, yeah,
there,
yeah,
huh?
You just did your CEO promo, nigga. Look.
Let me finish
this. CEO got to say something sometime, nigga.
Check this out. Y'all can go get Hot Dashes. That's my baby. You know what I mean? And look, give me a little time. Y'all going to be able to go get She Wanna, you know what I mean, off all major markets. You know what I mean? Apple Music, Spotify, all that old good shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, help support
Black,
our global movement.
Black Magic. See, I keep on telling y'all, y'all not hearing me out there. Global. If I would have been thinking about that shit, I would have been like, True West Global,
Kalamara, LLC, Dash, some other shit. I had that motherfucker. They be
you
like, God
still
damn.
Do it?
That's a long ass motherfucking name on the back of that motherfucker. Slash Enterprise. Slash Esquire. I had all that shit back there. Anyway, this is what we get ready to do. Our dad is True West Radio, man. Monday. Yay, yay.
Money just fly by. Yeah, I know. I just want to skydive from being broke. Smoking on Popeye, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. How that shit zoom. I was studying the streets, all I took classes. Zoom. Yeah, you see me fall in front of me like glasses. Zoom. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Zoom. Wasn't going back to being broke, so I had to change routes. If I chose this lifestyle, never turn back to mama house. Every year it seemed like I lose a homie when the summer out. For me to give two fucks about you, that time is out. Me, I had to pin my feelings on sorry. I was getting held back by pride. I was going down, down that slide. Wanted help, but I didn't get that right. Mama, daddy showed on me right. Got me a good one to treat me right. But she want me to change over not. A lot of people around me, I didn't know if they were solid. Had to keep caution ever since somebody stole my wallet. I fell in love with the music, even though it came with some new shit. Even though it's draining my pocket, I feel like it launched like a rocket. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on Popeye, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. How that shit's gone. I was studying the streets, all I took classes. Zoom. Yeah, you see me bald in front of me like glasses. Zoom. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Zoom. I was dropping like Amazon, on top of my shit like Parmesan. Buddy wanna preach like Farrakhan. Nobody ate when they hammer on me, cause it could fuck up a ceremony. It ain't like the streets care about me, if it could've squeezed the air by me. I seen a homie get laid out in front of me. Learned at an early age that misery need company. I remember I was smoking them pom-poms. Yeah, I was sagging on my Sean Johns. Time to get it back when I signed on. But they gave me cash to go write a song. No, I didn't last cause a nigga smoke a lot. Yeah, I was young flipping in the parking lot. Yeah, I was dumb, I was trying to get a squad. Trying to get mail even when I block hard. Yeah, haters wanna tell but that's not my goal. If they still wanna ride then I got my goal. Even for a meal I can't sell my soul. Even for a deal I can't let that go. Money just fly by. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on Popeye, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. Got that shit zoom. I was studying the streets, all I took classes zoom. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses zoom. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing zoom.
Boy, that shit was so damn above. And what I'm seeing, how dare you? Check this out. I did a song, and I wasn't going to use the song. So I gave the beat. Well, I lit the beat. I don't give nobody shit. I lit the beat to somebody else. Ooh, good boy. Sorry, y'all. So look. I'm going to play Day Virgin, and I'm going to play R Virgin. And at the end, I want y'all to tell me which version is best. Okay, this is Roll Call. God damn. That's some good-ass weed. Woo.
Hey, dog, tell him your name. K motherfucking Scratch. By the way. This is protected by the Sublime Prince. The Movement. West Coast Mob, the messengers, the West Mob soldiers, with the trees, pussies.
up in that lap. Who that stepping out is Frank Wade and King Scratch. Still sitting on some old money, talking like a Mac. Always a broke nigga hollering out that we back. You might find Frankie stunting in the sun. Hit my jail home run, about 100 battles won. Look, I'm moving money with the mob, so I'm done. I pass the torch to my son, my nigga run. Come on,
I got it. You know I've been styling, yeah, the kids doubting. Meditate to make balance, your money childish. I've been grown, I got a dog that'll bite for a big bone. Player, my best friend is cash and a calculator. Haters turn to lovers, so I love the haters. But never mind that, we'll get back to them later. Back to the script, after the chip, back to the strip.
You're witnessing the roll call of the mighty West Mob. Next up, you have me, Dolo, from Compton. And I'm a rock with Ride Out from Penn City. Now you're on the level with some G's.
What's my name? It's Dolo from the West Mob. You already know, look, smelling like some Kim Dog all up on the plane. Call me OG, I've been the rider in this game. Little something from a diamond mine on my train. Still the police, be asking if I bang, hell yeah. And now they working with the feds. Word is, I fake my death, now I'm back from the dead.
Look, it's Ride Out, but you can call me the Golden Child. Frank Wade hit me for the track, I had to hold it down. Couple P-Rolls with me before I stroll around. Buy my money 24-7, just like my hometown. Focusing on the finish, cause it's a long race. Can't be on the right path, going the wrong way. So why the long face? We gotta stay on pace. Make it crack all over the world, not just our home base.
Yeah. You are now listening to a master at work, King Crash, representing the streets of L.A. Next up, Fresh Dollars, both guys, and he's throwing up the dub for the B's and the C's.
I rhyme flawless, black Picasso and white horses. Married the game, my wife gorgeous. $1 million mansions, 400 horses, no losses. Throwing up the W, the mob is full of bosses. Move cautious, move packages for fortune. Thoroughbred before the house phones was even cordless. For the Ford Blitz, my vision clear, no distortion. Killing rappers like abortion.
Hey dog, tell them your name. K-motherfucking Scratch. By the way.
It's time for us to bring it back. A lot of niggas are whack, sounding like they're rapping up the same track. Part one, part two, part three, part four. Gotta make mixtapes, can't sell them in the store. Damn, I can't take it no more. Not saying no names, but some niggas made my brain sore. Repetition, that means over and over again. Some of y'all didn't finish grade 10. So I gotta break it down for the stupid those niggas selling out just to be a gang of industry hoes. Reality fool, they're not gonna pay you. They just might play it. In the end, nigga, no paper. Wasting time trying to sound like the artist on the radio. Listen to this crash down, here we go. A lot of times I wanna have a fit. We do everything, but I live for this true West shit.
In your syndrome, niggas coming through with these whack ass rap songs. Went from chucks to bands on your soul. Young ass guppy, stop trying to break the mold. Coming through in your skinny jeans, tattoo kids trying to look all mean. Well, here's the thing, yo, hopped and went pop. It ain't hip, so nigga, once you stop. Backpack with the rap track, just a sign on the fly, nigga, this that true West shit. Fuck radio, they wanna pay to play. Never play gangsta rap shit anyway. Fuck the club, a nigga don't wanna dance. Just wanna throw the dubs up with my hands, huh? You niggas on that Fruity Loop shit. We do everything, but I live for this true rap shit.
Niggas is big.
tune in to Tenfold and Simple. It's that LA mentality, we're in the back alley, you get in for your salary. Everybody mad at me, LeBron James syndrome. That shit you on, I already been on.
My name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the Homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, man. Oh, damn, why my music is so low? I got to turn it down when y'all motherfuckers start talking. That's what it is. True West Radio, man. Hey, 27 minutes left, man. Y'all better get in where y'all fit in, because we might have half an hour. That's when that shit goes there. My man, K-9.
What's good?
What's
up, this K-9, man?
What up, baby?
Well, all my folks that listening in, chime on in so everybody can say what's up, my dude.
Okay, let's see. I'm going
see,
slow.
See how many lines you got going, man? See who on the line.
Hold on. I got people on the line. JoJo Loco is on the line. You know, all of the regulars that be here is right here. There's a couple of other folks. You know what I'm saying? My bad. I'm trying to get my claps together. No pun intended. Okay, there you go. Creepy! Hello, we're back. And I don't know how you always get to the bottom, but for 86, it's supposed to be way up there somewhere. Yeah, I think we lost the 2 hours.
He's going to work.
Oh, yeah, to go to work. Oh, okay, then.
Yeah.
I want to let him know that we're having him on. You know what I mean? He go back and listen to the show whenever he want to.
All right, I got to come. What up?
See, then we got about 25 minutes left, so... We can talk shit for a minute. I play a couple more songs, talk a little bit more shit, and then either we can hang out or just the fuck off.
So, who did the session version of that song?
Well, what you asking, Lil? You on there, man?
Huh?
Who did the second one?
He signed in.
Oh, okay. But it was the second version. The second one that I played was actually the first version. That was the version that me and the crew did. And the first one was, I didn't think I was going to use that song. So they love that song so much that I let them go on and get down off of the song. But which one do you think? Because I know, I mean, I love my shit. I mean, of course, they talked about me on theirs, but I'm like...
I ain't gonna lie. Okay, so this song, it sounds like one long ass song, really. I like it, but yours sound the best to me, and I don't know if I'm just being biased, or like, you know what I'm saying, or it's because
right.
I've heard it more, but I like yours.
Well, you know the thing about it, bro. Like I said, huh?
How too high I'd be able to listen to the show again?
I send you a link.
And he just typed in True West Radio. But, yeah, he can send me a link.
It'll say special guest too high. If them things will be another...
He just texted me asking me, talking about will he be able to listen to it again. I ain't even responded back to it yet.
Yeah.
Once the show is over, he can listen to it.
Yeah, he just got to wait. We got to wait about an hour or two. Yeah, he's pretty good. That fucking music, the music he had was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to get back in the booth. I got to get back in month.
I gave you the other night I let you hear a bar, but you say you couldn't even hear it that good though. But he already started on a tribute song to Black for the tribute album that I'm gonna put together for Black. You know what I mean?
Right.
So. He ain't already stepped up to the plate with that contribution with that just on the production. He ain't even did his song yet.
No, watch what I do. I got so many years. Shit, I would have to think I'd be rapping like eight verses, nigga.
But I actually watched him grow to where he is next. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the boy, I mean, he didn't excel. I met his whole little team that he had surrounding him at first, right?
Well, hold on. Wait, hold on one second. 562-616, who this? Okay, I guess somebody just want to listen.
What up?
There's another 5-6. It's 562-616. They didn't want to say that, so. Go to finish what you were saying.
I basically watched him grow to where he is right now. You know what I mean? Shit, I seen him, he was just like on a little computer and shit, right? Trying to get to the part of putting the beats and shit together, right? Him having a man. That little nigga got a studio inside his house, right? He even got his own recording booth. You know what I mean?
He told me.
Yeah, he got it set up like a little champ. And, you know, at the house. You know what I mean? The boy ready.
That's right. Yeah, he sounds nice. He got a whole lot of...
But
he got those three songs is nice. You know, we just gotta... You know what I'm saying? We just gotta go on and... and bend it to a break, because shit, nigga, it could be a long time. It's just as long as, you know, once again, considering the fact that this girl do music and stuff, she know what kind of push this is and what kind of hang-ups it be, you know. So, you know, whatever got to happen, nigga. Cause, nigga, when I had my son, nigga, I had to go to the studio with that nigga. That nigga was like 4 days old. I'm like, all right, son, we going to the studio. So that nigga been in the studio ever since he was born. That shit was crazy. So it wasn't no like, damn, I can't get no babysitter. I had to take the kid with me. It'd be a little bit more hectic, you know what I'm saying? But it gotta bring the kid with me. That's what I'm talking about. So
that's called,
you know,
parenting.
Man, it's called I Created a Beast. I just played that. Fuck that. Yeah. But it's called like
since he was a baby. So shit, it just sang that.
Man, I took that nigga to the studio all his fucking life. I remember the nigga stabbed me for quarters to go play the video game in the lobby. And I didn't have a lot of quarters. Man, you ain't getting ready to just take all my quarters, go play that game, and it's going to be over. You going to spend all 8 quarters and then come back and try to get some more quarters. So I'm walking around the studio wondering where he is. He done went up to the other studio and hustled, changed out of them motherfuckers. And he was coming down the stairs with a pocket full of motherfucking quarters. He done went up there to the white boys session, you know what I'm saying, upstairs. There's 3 studios. We was at Paramount Studio in Hollywood. And he went upstairs and started gangsting. Well, not gangsting, but counting them motherfuckers out of quarters. I took all the goddamn, I took all the quarters and went back there and gave back to everybody. He was like, nah, just give it to him. I'm like, all right. But yeah, that's when he was 8. So he's been in there from 3 days to 8 years old and then so forth and so on. So, but see, guess what? Now he's 34. Shit. Time to take care of Papa. I'm just saying.
Hey, woman, Jenny, the funniest shit ever, nigga. Why I was taking a piss last night? No disrespect. And I'm sitting there, you know how you feel somebody watching you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can feel somebody staring at you. So, nigga, I turn over my left shoulder. I don't know why I did that, but I turned over my left shoulder and was like, what's up, nigga? And turned back around and kept on pissing.
But God knows. By that time, the seat is wet.
No, come on, man. You know I don't give a fuck about the spirit. I ain't scared of them. But then I realized, I'm like, damn, there was some motherfucker standing right behind me. And the cold part about it is the nickel was damn near tall as me.
That nigga fucking around pissed all over that toilet.
Oh, shit. No, I just turned around and was like, what's up, nigga? And turned back around and just kept open.
If you was in the bathroom by yourself.
In the dark.
Wasn't... Oh, well. Pissing in the
dark,
man.
I don't cut the dark. Like at night, I can walk through the house and everything and won't bump into shit in the pitch dark.
I'm sorry. Nigga, you know what? In my hallway, when you come out my bedroom, we got motion sensor lights. So as soon as I walk through that motherfucker, all the lights come on. Bang! See, I ain't trying to run into a motherfucking thing. My wife got them just for me. I could do this shit, but I'm like, she used to have so much shit in the hallway. Nigga,
watch. You got to go in there and see the hallway. You've been in the studio, but you might see in the hallway. So you had it kind of maneuver through the hallway. If you didn't walk straight, nigga, shit is fucked up.
Stretch.
Huh?
What's up, man? What's going on, man?
What's the deal, brother?
Boy, we on that song tomorrow, man.
Oh, yeah.
We doing that tomorrow, man. Let's get that shit done tomorrow, bro.
You coming through?
Yeah, I'm going to come through tomorrow, man. We're going to fucking bring some Cubans and some fucking Cuban rum, and we're going to get this fucking song done, man.
Hey, look, I already got the verse, bro. I just didn't lay it.
That's what
I got
up,
my whole 16. So that's what I'm going to do. What time you going to come through?
We'll figure it out after the show is over. We'll figure it out. I just wanted to let you know I was going to come through tomorrow and shit. We'll chop it up. But shout out to all my people listening in, man. You know, tying the lines up, all my people checking it out and shit. Everybody, shout out to y'all, man. We ain't trying to bore y'all to death. We trying to, you know, keep shit going.
Motherfucker be like, we bored than a motherfucker. What the fuck?
We ain't trying to hurt nobody, but it's all good.
Ain't trying to hurt nobody. Hold on, let's see.
For real. I like that music.
Buddha
the music
Ali.
Y'all bringing to the table. All the music y'all bringing to the table was pretty hot and shit. Shout out to everybody. You know, everybody, everything that got played. That shit was dope.
Oh, man, thank you, man. You know, we, you know, that's what this is all about. Wait, hold on. 909. 994.
Oh,
who it is?
They said 909. He said 909. What's up, girl?
Hey.
What's cracking? What you got going on tonight?
Nothing.
You checking out? You checking out the show, huh?
Y'all crazy.
Nah, listening out.
Good looking out on tuning in. You know, good looking out.
You're welcome.
But so, thank you for tuning in. So 909, where you at?
I live in Beaumont. I'm in California, but I live in Beaumont.
Beaumont? Where the hell? How far is Beaumont from Barstow? Barstow. I live in Barstow.
Yeah,
that's a little
ride. An extra 2 hours, yeah. Hour and a half.
Oh, Beaumont.
Yeah.
What fucking Roosevelt Way live in Beaumont? That's right. It is about 2 hours.
Smoking on that Cuban.
Hey man. Yo. Hey look, wait a minute. Boy, I got where my background music at. Shit. Hold on.
There you go.
I forgot where that shit was at, nigga. I'm from down here. Oh,
see, girl, man. You done threw him off.
It ain't that. Oh. God damn it.
Shout out to all my people up in Texas, too. Texas definitely in the building.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Texas,
always.
Man, they've been holding me down. They've been holding
me down
the whole time.
Already.
This is the fifth year on True West Radio, you know what I mean? So.
Hell, yeah.
This has been the first year I did it really by myself, but I'm glad that y'all called in and, you know, hold your boy back up.
Shout out to Tino. They tapping in.
I'd have had 100 tracks done if I didn't do this radio station. Probably like, I'm tracked out. I ain't got to make no more tracks for the next 2 years. But when I fuck around and
Tracy
do this
shit. Tracy tapping
in. Who that?
Tracy. Prison.
I don't see nobody.
I don't see nobody. No, I'm saying they hit me. They hit me listening to it online.
Oh, okay. Stacy, y'all up there. Stacy, stay strong. It won't be too low.
Don't drop the soap. Keep hope.
That's all it is. But yeah, man. We got about 10 more minutes. Man, this is cool, man. 2 hours over here. You know, magic.
10 more minutes.
You know,
hey,
magic.
Scratch.
What up?
Scratch.
What up?
Won't you
Why don't you give everybody a bar of that other joint that that Too High got?
I didn't load it. I only load those three.
Oh.
Bam. Well, you know what? We'll do it on Friday.
All right.
We gonna play. I mean, it's been cool that we've been having a whole lot of people on this show. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my whole thing is, if you don't call back, I'm erasing your motherfucking name. Because we ain't getting ready to sit up here and keep on playing your motherfucking song. And then next thing you know, y'all don't want to fuck with us no more. Why should I play your song? Apple X, whatever that motherfucker is.
Apple B on me.
Fuck you and your goddamn
it's
music.
All good, though.
And look, hey. I don't give a damn how good it is. Nigga, it's whack after that. Fuck you and your whack ass music.
I ain't left either.
I ain't left either. I'm just saying, though. It's not that. I mean, even when you call sometimes, we got thousands. It seems like thousands of songs up in there. We got everything from gospel to, why is all this gospel on here? We ain't doing the gospel. Okay, that need to be gone. They ain't even called anyway. They could have been calling, I was just calling on behalf of the Baptist Church to see if we could still play some of our music. Ain't nobody called, really. Niggas call, but see, the niggas they call, I keep playing they shit. And there's 86 on this motherfucker damn near every night. You know what I'm saying? Sweepy on here damn near every night. Sweepy had a fucking song. I'll be playing that shit. JoJo, since he said he coming out here, we going to have to fix his songs up to where we can fuck around. And I'll be playing more JoJo songs.
Hey,
right.
You know, me and your boy is one. So when you play his song, that's my song. You know what I'm saying?
I love playing JoJo songs. It's just we got to put some paint where it ain't. That's all that is with JoJo songs.
For sure.
We just got to put some paint where it ain't. And then I guarantee you, from all the songs that you heard JoJo do, when we get them together, they're going to sound like a million times better than what they sound like the first time.
You're right.
That's guaranteed. Because he's true. He the only motherfucker. He got the first True West tattoo. I ain't even got one. That motherfucker went and got his true tattoo. Like, bam!
He's the only one that's on the panel, too.
Hey, but look. Watch the one I'm going to get. Because I'm about to get swole, nigga. So I'm just going to get that motherfucker on my back, nigga. And with the Thug Life tatted on the bottom of my belly.
Damn, Scratch.
See, you about to make me go roll up again. Sorry, get like.
Yeah. Hey, that's why I roll full blunts right before the show.
I drunk six hurricanes and not even a motherfucker. I hit that motherfucker twice and put it out. I think it's these six beers. Now I'm ready to do some music because when I hang up from y'all, nigga, I'm about to turn this shit up loud as fuck on a Monday.
Hey, they said that one of my boys in Tracy said they tried to call in from the 626 number.
I didn't see a 626 number. I'd have hollered for real because, you know, 626 is a gang of motherfuckers. There's 626, I don't know. My bad. Hey, call it at 545. We going to get you on there. You know what I'm saying?
Are they listening?
Come to call early. He's call, like 550. Get them in there. And if you know the number they call it from, I'm going to answer.
Answer all of them.
I hate that he had to leave, too, because it's quiet now. See, this is time where he could have said his social media again because people still listen. A lot of people listen online.
And a lot of people just tuned in, too.
Man, y'all can hit him up on Instagram. It's either produced by Too High or Aaron King, A.K.A. on Instagram.
If Too High is spelled T-U-H-I.
Yeah, T-U-H-I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he should have said that on the first run because a lot of people that was listening to us off probably didn't even get that, you know what I mean?
Yep. T-U-H-I, Too High, that's his name. So it ain't no number two. H-I-G-A-T.
This was his very first phone interview. You know what I mean?
All right. For sure.
Very matter of fact.
No,
very
you know
first
what?
Interview,
I could tell,
period.
But he was good though. He was good,
that's
but
what
I could tell.
You.
That's why. Yeah, I was trying to ask him like some questions to make him comfortable and make him want to talk. You know, but I could tell.
Confidence is something totally different than being nervous. You know what I mean? Because I don't give a damn what y'all talking about. Every time I step on the stage, I'm nervous as fuck.
Hell yeah.
If I'm DJing or if I'm rapping. But my whole thing
well,
is always
be,
got...
Hey, you can't be nervous when we go to Australia. You can't be nervous.
I would never be nervous.
You can't be nervous getting on that plane either.
I don't care about the plane. I love the plane. Nigga, if I can catch a plane to L.A. from here, nigga, I'm
that's a long-ass flight.
Fuck that.
I ain't fucking with no plane. They got to knock me out like Mr. T off the A-team to get me on the plane.
Hitting with the tranquilizer.
Nigga, if they had a helicopter to take me from here to L.A., they'd be like, nigga, that's the only thing that's fucking me from L.A. is the fucking mountain. If you could get the helicopter and take, we got watch when I get rich. I'm going to have it to where, nigga. Yeah, nigga, give me $400. I'll take you to L.A., nigga, in about 15 minutes.
Oh, you gonna still try to hustle niggas?
Oh, shit.
For gas money for your plane.
You gonna be a rich man. Just everybody get on. Shit.
All right, I'll give y'all a
fantastic voyage.
Give me $350. All y'all can ride right now. Bam. We just two right across the mountain.
That nigga, hey, you gonna get so many tickets and you gonna do so many violations.
Well, no. I'm not gonna do no violations. Shit, if I'm making that much money, I'm just gonna get another helicopter.
They're gonna be like, well, I need to be dropped off from Manchester.
No. It's like the bus stop, nigga. It's like the bus stop. When you at the bus stop, I'm giving a drop your ass right here, and then you got to find your way where the fuck you trying to go. What you think, I'm going to land in niggas' backyard type of shit, nigga?
Hell yeah. You're linking up with all y'all today, man. I gotta run. It was good tapping in with y'all today, bro.
Oh, man, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. I'm glad you came through. You know what I'm saying? We about to... I could probably do a little bit of after hours. We only got 15 seconds anyway. Thanks to the special guest. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Tuwa, you know what I'm saying? Black Magic Music Group. Global, my bad. I'm about to fuck that up. Give us a see us on Wednesday, West Coast Wednesday, Two West Radio. Y'all fucked up because After Hours is starting right now. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right.
West up.
Oh, Lord. Man, what the hell is this? Oh, Magic still in. You still in, Magic? Magic 86 and... This nigga Buddha Ali ain't said a goddamn thing. He been on there, Sweet Peasy.
He might be at work.
You know, he in the freezer putting that shit away.
Nothing gang in
employee. Boy, y'all crazy. Boy, y'all hey, I'm listening to y'all on mute.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, we offline now. We offline now. We just in the shithole.
Hold on for the pull up in the driveway.
This motherfucker, that nigga say he was in the freezer. Nigga putting up them frozen burritos, nigga.
You don't know they got the steaks at Dollar Tree.
Hey, man, hey, y'all, that's real, though. You got some psychic powers. I did that about 2 hours ago. Loaded up the freezer, man. Before the sun went down, the food truck came. Right when I got to work, I work night shift now. That's why I be so late. I have to do night shift. Got a new manager at the store, so they be sort of strict on that phone play. We can't blast like we used to. So I had to put that motherfucker on mute and then put the earpiece in. But I've been gigging with y'all the whole time.
Oh, good.
It's so funny. I hate that you said that because I done heard that before. And JoJo be having me scared the way he be talking. But people done said that before. They're like, you a psychic. You a psychic. And sometimes I be trying to tell people shit and they be thinking that I be like wishing them wrong or I be hating. And I'm like, I'm not hating. Like, I just feel some type of way, fool. Like,
I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic, too. That nigga was sliding the milk down there, too. Like,
no, but like, the crazy thing, the crazy part about it is like that day when Scratch was like, Kanye West liked the video, you know what I mean, the documentary and shit, right? And it was fucking was weird. Earlier that day, I was telling somebody about Kanye West liking it. Now, mind you, man, Scratch ain't talk. None that day. Until he said it on the show, and I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, why was I talking about it earlier? But he didn't tell us about, and he didn't say, and it was, this was 4 hours later when he said it on the show.
I didn't even say it on the show. I waited till the show was over, and then I.
Yeah, well, the after hour. But I'm just saying, like, how would I know that prior to you saying it?
Well, I don't like Kanye West. But if that nigga give me a couple of dollars, that'd be my best homie. I'd be like, nigga, you be seeing me and Kanye taking selfies together, nigga, like, yeah, what's happening?
I would wear a t-shirt too, nigga.
That motherfucker be like, damn, this nigga scratching Kanye, kicking it like a motherfucker. Why that nigga in the yacht?
I will be talking shit. I'll be like, look at Scratch with his fake ass.
Hey,
he get money.
These guys, do we be on the yacht, nigga? I take my shirt off, nigga, and let you see my whole kid. I ain't gonna be like Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross, nigga, fat ass bastard up in the goddamn. Nigga, if I get in the goddamn hot tub or the swimming pool, I'm gonna have a t-shirt on, nigga. But nigga, if I'm with Kanye, I'm taking my shit off.
Hell yeah, nigga, put me in the tabloid. Hey, put me in the tabloid. Get my good side, though. Get my good side.
Yep. Yeah. Make sure you make sure you see the big part, nigga.
But as soon as I see that you on a newspaper or something with Kanye, but I'm going to be talking. You know I'm from the South. Well, I'm going to talk to you real shit. I was like, look at this fake-ass nigga. They be like, I thought that was
a homeboy.
Yeah. I'm like, that's my motherfucking friend.
And I'm going to up and sweep you out and throw a goddamn big old fat piece of rock, big old motherfucking knot of motherfucking money through her front door, her dog gonna eat it. She gonna be mad.
No, no.
You talking about ego?
He don't do that. He know what money is.
Nah. He like it, but he ain't saying nothing. So I ain't go on my breath on this motherfucker. Until he give us some money, fuck him.
Oh.
Even if he give us some money, fuck him. I'm telling you.
Be like on Friday. I'll be quiet. But when he leave, I'll be talking again.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kanye seen the, he seen the True West documentary.
Yeah, he saw
that's
this.
Real.
Hey,
that motherfucker,
you know,
probably
need,
listening.
We really need to get Chloe to watch.
Who?
Oh, you definitely ain't gonna get no money from him if you listening to this show.
Well, goddamn, I'm glad at least we off the motherfucking air.
Oh,
so,
you know,
so
sometimes it records this. I meant to tell you that because I looked at one show and it said that it was 3 hours long.
They probably paid for 3 hours. I only paid for 2 hours.
Oh, it seemed like they recorded some of it.
Well, I'm gonna find out after we finish talking. I'm gonna go and look and see. Be like, son of a bitch, them motherfuckers got our goddamn intel.
Like they sound like they gave us some 3 hours, huh?
That's
the
kind of stuff when they want to.
Somebody get sued.
Oh yeah.
It won't be us if they ain't doing their job.
No. If the motherfuckers got what we saying right now recorded on that motherfucker, that shit is bullshit. Because that means that everybody in the goddamn world see it. So it's like after hours should be on the air too, right?
Well,
I feel bad for what he's going through, but
I don't feel bad for people talking about him. He did all that what he did, and then he went and married Kim Kardashian, man. So, hey, it is what it is.
Even what he was doing, that was a power move. That was a power move.
And
he
all that,
exactly,
I'm talking about that George Bush don't care about black people and all that shit, and then you run around with a MAGA hat on and all that shit. Like, I don't even want to say nothing about him because, you know, it shit just look like mental illness. Even if it wasn't, it looked like it is. So that's
well,
why
you know,
I don't like to talk about him.
I'm going to blame it on the accident. His brain ain't right.
Yeah, for real.
Well, I'm going to say this, you know, Kanye West, he's still getting paid because he's doing stage plays. He got his op. He got that opera. He got that choir. They getting paid just like goddamn me. They getting like, what, $200,000 or $300,000 every time they go somewhere with him. Everybody getting paid. And that whole, he doing MC Hammer with that choir shit. Everybody getting paid.
But the thing about it is, if he like what we doing, you know what I'm saying? Jump on board with us. You know what I'm saying? He said, oh, yeah, man, that's just fat. That's just tight. But, nigga, that's him making him money. He'll make us some money. You know what I'm saying?
He probably sat back and looked at it. True West, his last name was. He listened to the stuff y'all were telling about the music game because he's been in the music game a long time, way back when he would dance with the Gumby Airboxes and shit. You know, he go back to the 90s with this shit. So he grew up on listening to y'all too as well, even though he come off that that almost East Coast shit. But at the same time, he probably looked at it all kinds of ways, him and Kim. They probably all sat back and listened to the show. He listened to it. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a big influencer. I've been watching the Kardashian TV show prior to the scripted shit they got on there in the real-life reality shit. You can tell that he has a lot of say-so off in their tribe now. Even with, if they is going through a divorce or not, they still listen to what he got to say.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm saying. We trying to see if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. If it don't, it don't. That's what I was telling Scotty. I was like, this is something that we did together for all these years. So we really don't need nobody else. It's a good look if Kanye wants to do it. But at the same time, that don't mean I'm gonna like him.
Yeah, I seen Snoop Dogg, he dropped one last week called Gang Sign.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I seen he put out a lot of OGs and bringing people to the forefront, man. Everything going, like you said, you got the podcast from the payoff. I see right now, podcast is paying people just like record deals now. They doing podcasts and doing people like record deals what? Like you were talking about. You know, they doing it just like
well,
that.
We're about to be there soon, you know what I'm saying, to where, you know, everybody can see a paycheck. Then we can really go on there, but we just have to just got to change a little bit, you know what I'm saying? We just got to move a little faster, because I was just sitting up here thinking, like, fuck. Doing this computer, shit, I should put my laptop right here so I can do shit twice as fast. Because when y'all don't hear no motherfucking music, I be like, what the fuck? Shit, I can start playing
on that. This program is very weird. I couldn't even ever figure it out on my own. That's why when I was doing my show by myself, I did it somewhere else because I couldn't even figure this out. And, we have so many problems, like, you know, when it's a lot of us on here, it'll cut off the voices, and it's just really weird sometimes. And then you have some nights where it just works perfectly. A lot of times when the show go off and it's not recording no more, it works just fine, like now.
Well, it's just like my fucking my clap, that's the only thing I got. I'm about to put some more shit up in there. Just some black man clap.
That's what I want to know. I was serious about that earlier. I didn't mean to change the subject on them names, but I was like, what if black people claps? Like, you want us to be like, hell yeah, nigga? Like,
okay, now, white people clap is when all your fingers get together. But then black people clap is like, they got more bass. You put your palm together, so you're not clapping. Yeah, that's what the black man clap is.
Oh, no, that sound like beating up some cheeks.
Okay,
watch
the basketball game tomorrow. One leg is fucked. You go. White people clap and hands together like you pray.
And you see black people, they clapping like they at church putting soul into that shit.
Yeah, right. We got two different claps. Y'all don't watch. I guarantee fucking to y'all. There's going to be something that y'all watching. Y'all going to see the difference between the claps. And y'all going to be like, fuck, that's what Scratch was talking about.
No, I understand that. I thought it was like the verbiage that you was missing. I thought you didn't like
all
the
you gotta do. All you got to do is Google black people clap, white people clap, or YouTube.
Somebody got a parody about it already.
You're going to get your answer. You definitely going to get your answer.
You fucking right.
I ain't going there.
if my retard ass gonna do that right when I get off this
motherfucker. Why? Yeah, why? Why? When you get off this motherfucker, you go up there and you put white people clapping, black people clapping.
I know he's gonna send it to me too if he find it.
Hell
yeah, and then I was smoking blunt to this shit and be laughing like a motherfucker, like, and rewind that shit playing and rewinding and playing.
Man, it was so funny a while ago. It was so funny. He reposted some funny shit.
People don't like my sense of humor. People don't be liking my sense of humor like the two statues that I posted on Facebook. Look what I seen in the alley. Matter of fact, I need to post some shit to. Matter of fact, hold on, I forgot I need to post these peacocks nigga in San Bernardino in the hood.
Man, I didn't make good use of my quarantine and all this stuff. I didn't learn how to braid my hair. I didn't learn how to twist Chris hair up and with the braids in it and shit. I can really make me some money off a lot of stuff.
Nigga, shit, I don't see why you not.
Well, you know, I'm getting older. That just makes your wrist hurt. That's why I was like, I got to hustle. But low-key, I came up with something. Everybody want to call themselves guardian and stuff, but everybody don't know what they doing. Some people ain't real good at it. I'm like, shit, I'm about to sell some of these fucking plants. I be seeing people doing it all the time online. I'm like, well, shit, I can sell some too.
Man, well, shit, I don't see why not. I'm trying to sell every motherfucking thing. And if it ain't glued down, you got it. What's that? What are you fucking with? You know, my wife was like, damn, you sell me too? So I was like, Nah. Damn, this shit is so...
Better not.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Shit, why are you trying to beat me down or something? Y'all be like, damn, we ain't had no True West Radio in like 2 weeks. I be in the hospital like a motherfucker.
Damn.
Unless you sneak up on a motherfucker or something. That Buddha just jumped out of his car.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
And your wife, she sing too, don't she?
My wife?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
She don't? Oh.
You know what? If I come out here and say, hey, nigga, slow down. If I told her to say that, she won't even say that. She won't say a fucking thing on my damn song. Now, my sister-in-law, she old as motherfucker, but she ain't old, but you could tell a difference between a younger voice and an older voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she come out there, she be going, that's right, motherfucker. Like, dude, you sound like you fucking 60.
And you can use that to an advantage too.
I say, hey, I need you to come out here and do it. My sister will come out and do it. My wife won't say a motherfucking thing. I'll be like, dude, all you gotta do is say wap 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 wap. She be like, And she turn around and go back.
I ain't gonna lie, that stage fright shit is real. I be having it, like, I got it bad. And it don't matter what nobody says or what I do.
On the microphone, it's just me and her. All she got to do is say three or four words, she be like,
I be pissing the hell up every time I see a camera, like, oh, no. And then I get home and see pictures, and I be like, oh, I look good as hell.
They got pills for that, tell you. She won't say shit.
I know. I used to take them, but I ain't doing all that no more. I ain't taking all that shit. I'm getting old. I ain't trying to be doing all that.
Aye. Shit, I'm about to bounce up out of here. I got to get me some goddamn food and food. I'll check y'all out on, what's today, Monday? Oh, fucking Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Damn, man. It seems like the days is going too fast. I know, you know how I measure my day? I measure my days by the cans in my my recycling cans for the beers that I drink and the goddamn garbage in the yard. So when you go to the garbage can, I know what day it is. Be like, oh, yeah, it's Thursday. These motherfuckers is full. I'm just like, I'm just gonna make some food to just call me shit. Yeah.